Welcome, friends. This is James Corbett, CorbettReport.com, and today is the 14th of January, 2014, for me here in Japan, the 13th back in the United States, and today we're joined on the line once again by Michael Meharry of the 10th Amendment Center and of the new campaign to nullify the NSA at offnow.org. Michael Meharry, thank you once again for your time today.
Thanks for having me on. It's always great to be on the show, and it's really cool that we get to do this in two different days at the same time. That amused me last time, and it still amuses me.
It never gets old, does it?
No.
All right, excellent. Well, it is good to have you back on to talk about something that's at least somewhat positive for a change, because we talk a lot about the negative things that are happening in the world, so it is good to see the development of a campaign to turn the tide on some of that negativity. We're talking about the tide of sentiment against the NSA, which is now being harnessed into a campaign to nullify the NSA, and I did do an entire podcast episode on this in the recent past, so I hope my regular listeners will already be familiar with this and with our previous conversation, but there's always new people tuning in, so why don't we just bring everyone back up to speed on what this campaign is about and what it's seeking to accomplish?
Absolutely. Well, in the broadest sense, the Off Now campaign is a state and local initiative to push back against NSA spying. We do not have any faith in Congress or the president or the federal courts to actually do anything to rein in the NSA spy machine. They may pretend like they do. They may pass some bills, but they're not really going to do anything that's going to be of any use. So we've decided we need to take a different approach. We want to harness the power of our state and local governments to create obstructions and make it as difficult as we can for the NSA to continue this unconstitutional and immoral spying on virtually everybody in the world. And so one of the main aspects of the campaign, probably the central aspect right now, is the Fourth Amendment Protection Act. And it's a piece of legislation that we are introducing at the state level. And essentially it does four things. I'll run through them really quick in a bullet-pointed way to make things easy to understand. The first thing it does is it denies material support from the state to the NSA. So essentially anything that the NSA gets from the state, they won't get it anymore. And this could be very significant in some places. For instance, Utah, they use 1.7 million gallons of water a day to cool their spy computers in the Bluffdale Data Center. That water is actually supplied by a utility that's owned by the city of Bluffdale, which is a subdivision of the state of Utah. With this bill, it will make it possible to take steps to turn that water off and force the NSA to find water someplace else. So this can be extremely significant in states that actually have NSA facilities. We'd also deal with public utilities that supply electricity and things that we probably haven't even imagined yet. The second thing it does, and I really think this is the most significant part of the bill, at least in the short term, is that it prohibits any data that has been gathered by the NSA without a warrant that is shared with state and local law enforcement. It makes it inadmissible in state courts. We know that the NSA is sharing this data. We know that very little of it actually has anything to do with quote-unquote national security. It's for basic law enforcement purposes. So this would basically say, you can share this data all you want to, but it's going to be useless to state and local law enforcement in court, and it will kind of take that dagger out of the heart of the Fourth Amendment that this kind of information sharing shoves in there. A third aspect that it does is we have 166 universities in the United States that have partnerships with the NSA. They call them Centers for Academic Excellence, which I think is a nice Orwellian term suitable for this particular subject. This bill would deal with state and public universities and force them to leave these relationships and keep any other state universities from entering into them. And then finally, it deals with corporations that do business with the NSA. And essentially, it's a disincentive to these corporations. Basically, the bill says, Corporation XYZ, if you're going to do business with the NSA, then we're going to prohibit you from having any state or local contracts and take that business away from you. So hopefully, it will create some disincentive. So this is the basic gist of the legislation that we're working to get passed.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that summary. So again, that is what we talked about last time. But since we talked last time, there has been some significant progress that's been made on this. Why don't you tell us about the progress that's happened in this campaign?
Well, I'm thrilled with the progress that we're making. I think when we spoke last, there was one state that had indicated that a representative or a senator there actually was going to run this piece of legislation, and that was the state of Arizona. Since we spoke last, two other states have actually pre-filed the bills. We have Oklahoma and we have the state of California. And the California bill is really exciting because it's actually a bipartisan effort. There's a senator that's in the Democratic Party. There's a senator from the Republican Party. They've come together. They've said, you know what? We believe that this is an important issue, enough important to put aside all of the differences that we may have and work together to get this passed in the state of California. So it's an extremely significant development. And I really do think that this bill has a possibility of getting passed in the state of California. We also have two states that have introduced legislation that just deal with that second aspect of NSA spying that I mentioned, the data sharing, and that's Kansas and Missouri. The Kansas is actually a piece of legislation that would do exactly what I said. It would prohibit any of this type of information being used in state courts. It would make it inadmissible. Missouri is taking a little different approach. They're looking at passing a constitutional amendment, which would make electronic data part of its constitution's search and seizure clause. And it would effectively do the same thing as the legislation, but it would constitutionalize it. So we have those states that are on board already, and I can't spill all of the beans yet, but I happen to know that we're going to have some very exciting news coming up in the next week of other states that are getting on board on this, and pretty significant states as well. So we're definitely seeing a lot of movement. I really expect a number of states are going to be on board with this before it's all said and done.
Excellent. Well, I'm very much looking forward to that and to watch this campaign build and the momentum continue to grow. Perhaps you can tell us about the response that you're receiving from the public and how they have helped or are helping to forward this to their representatives.
Well, I'll tell you what, the reaction has been overwhelmingly positive. And what really surprises me is that the reaction in the media has been pretty positive. Really nothing. You know, usually when you start talking about this nasty word nullification, and honestly, we've kind of moved away from using that word in this particular campaign, but that's essentially what we're doing. It's state efforts to stop a federal program. And usually when you start talking about this, you get every article, you get some legal expert says you can't do that. And, you know, the federal supremacy and all, we're not getting any of that. In fact, we're getting legal experts looking at the legal doctrine that this is based on and saying, you know what, it is well established in Supreme Court jurisprudence that the states cannot be commandeered. They cannot be forced to help the NSA. They can't physically stop the NSA. They can't go put chains on the NSA facility doors. But there's nothing in the world that forces states to participate in unconstitutional activities or any activity for that matter. So it's really exciting to see this positive vibe in the media. But we're also seeing it at the grassroots level. And that's what's really exciting. And I think the most important thing. And what we're asking people to do is we're asking them to go to offnow.org. We're asking them to download the model legislation. It's real easy to find on the website. And send this piece of legislation along with a polite email to your state senator and your state representative and say, please consider introducing this bill. Please consider protecting our privacy and taking this action. This is what's going to get this bill introduced in a lot of different states. And the cool thing is the state of California, I mentioned that bill earlier, we had absolutely no idea that this Democratic senator was planning on running this bill until his legislative aide called the day before they dropped it and said, hey, we're going to run this piece of legislation. I don't even have any idea how they found out about it, to be honest with you. So constituent activity probably is more powerful than me giving them a call or somebody from our office giving them a call. If their own constituents start saying, hey, we want you to do this, they're going to consider doing it. And I think you're going to get a very positive reaction because I think just about everybody is looking at this spy program and going, oh my gosh, this is way above and beyond. You know, even people that are normally like, oh, yay, federal power, even those people are appalled by this. So get on board with it. Please make that effort. It won't take you very long. I guarantee you it will have impact.
Well, the extent of the public's disgust over what the NSA is and has been doing obviously needs to be harnessed, and I think this campaign is doing it quite effectively. Of course, you bring up the other N-word, nullification, and the way that it's often portrayed in the media. And of course, on that note, we have seen more of the same rhetoric from some of the usual suspects talking about the neo-Confederates and all of this. Do you have any message for the people out there who are still confused on this issue and are scared away by the N-word?
Well, I really think that people need to actually go to the 10th Amendment Center website. It's 10thamendmentcenter.com. Look through the information we have. Read the articles that we have on nullification. Look at the arguments that the opponents are presenting and the name calling that they're doing and make your own decision. I have absolutely no fear of putting our scholarly research and our arguments up against all this garbage that's being thrown out there. You know, the whole neo-Confederate thing is absurd. It was the northern states that actually used nullification prior to the Civil War, not the Confederates. Jefferson Davis made a speech actually condemning nullification. So I don't know where this whole thing got associated with Confederates. And I want to let people know as well, you know, somehow along the line, there's been this big battle, and some people out there might have be privy to it, where Mark Levin has directly attacked our work at the 10th Amendment Center. And for some reason, he's got it in his head that nullification is somehow an opposition to the idea that he has of a constitutional convention for amendments. And I don't see the two things as mutually exclusive at all. The 10th Amendment Center, that's not our thing. That's not what we're pushing, but we're certainly not opposed to it in any real way. We do nullification, and we believe that even if you get great amendments, we still need some type of check on federal power, and that has to come from the state and local level. And, you know, really for us, it's all about decentralization. We don't want more Washington, D.C. centralized solutions. We want state and local and individual solutions to these problems. We want to decentralize power. Concentrated power is dangerous, as we've seen with the NSA. This is what you get with concentrated power. So we say, break it up. Take it down to the smallest level possible. And this Off Now campaign is really part of that, to decentralize and get people off of this Washington, D.C.-centric, centralized solution thing that most Americans seem to have.
Well, once again, my hat's off to you for doing this. I do think that the time for this type of campaign is now, and this is the issue to get people rallying around, because, again, the public disgust over what's being done to them is just overwhelming at this point, and the pot is boiling. So it's good to be harnessing this energy. But on that note, and I don't want to be a spoil sport, but regarding the second part of the Fourth Amendment Act, trying to make sure that this can't be used in prosecutions, this data from the NSA, of course, we've learned recently that they're using something called parallel construction in various cases, including the DEA and other agencies are now taking the data that they garner from this perhaps illegally acquired information and are using parallel construction, whereby they actually construct the case using evidence that they then find from other sources using the information that they garnered from that intelligence. So I would assume that there's really no way around that, even regarding this this clause in the Second Amendment protection, the Fourth Amendment Protection Act.
Yeah, essentially what you're saying is very true, is that the federal government is giving this information to these investigative agencies and then telling them to lie about where they got it. And, you know, that's certainly a problem and a barrier. But I think the first step is to put in place at the state level that this type of information is not going to be admissible. And then it's going to be up to good defense attorneys and good judges and good juries to move ahead with that. And, you know, even if you can't prove, if you're a good defense attorney, even if you can't prove definitively that the NSA supplied some data for this, a good defense attorney can raise that reasonable doubt bar. It's a lot easier for the defense than the prosecution. So I think that this can have impact. It's certainly not going to be easy. None of this is easy. But the first thing we've got to do is make it clear that you can't use this information. And then we've got to give our defense attorneys, and we've got to make it known to the state that, hey, if you use this stuff, it's going to be a problem for you.
All right. Well, again, I think a lot of people are already behind the sentiment around this campaign. So if for people who are interested, tell them again how they can get involved and what they can do.
What we want you to do is we want you to go to offnow.org. Very simple. Go to that website. The main thing that we want you to do is go to that model legislation, download it, and send it to your state senator and state representative. They're pretty easy to find. You just Google your state state legislature, and if you're in West Virginia, just Google West Virginia legislature, and you'll find it. Send them that information. Maybe follow up with a phone call would be a good idea as well, and ask them to introduce this bill. The other thing that you can do is there's some links on there where you can actually volunteer to help out with the campaign and do some other activities. We encourage people that have a little bit of time to donate to fill out that little email form, and we'll get back with you and give you some jobs.
Excellent. All right. Well, Michael Meharry, it's always good to talk about solutions rather than problems. So it's good to have you on, and hopefully we can have you on in the future to talk more generally about the 10th Amendment Center rather than specifically about the NSA campaign. But at any rate, we are looking forward to updates and to continue to find out information about where this model legislation is being implemented. And I assume we'll get all of that information at offnow.org.
You will get that information if you watch the blog. Anytime that we have a new bill introduced, you'll see the day it's introduced or as soon as we know about it, a report going up on the website. And when you see that kind of stuff, spread it around. Social media, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, I don't know, whatever people are social mediaizing. Get that information out there, because the more states that get involved, the more people see it, it begets more action. Action begets action. So definitely watch those blogs. You can also find a lot of information. We try to do reporting on, you know, things that are going on with the NSA and the latest and greatest overreach and horrible thing that they've done. It's always interesting to read, too, if you want to get depressed. But then you can remember, hey, we've at least working on some solutions. And I really think that these solutions, if enough states do them, can have a serious impact on this. I really do.
All right, let's leave it there. Michael Meharry, 10th Amendment Center at 10thamendmentcenter.com and offnow.org, the NSA Nullify NSA campaign. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, and you have a great night or day. I guess your day.